Your home is a vision board. Harness the secret manifesting power of your home. Written and read by Marie Diamond. Foreword. I first met Marie Diamond at an event in Costa Rica. She approached me and said, "You're vision, aren't you? You came to me in a dream. We were meant to meet." It is not every day you hear something like that. I agreed to sit at a table with her and to get to know each other. During the dinner, Marie told me all about feng shui, her ability to see and perceive energy, and about the many people she had helped during her career. Marie asked me to sketch out a floor plan of my office and to point out where I sat. She checked out my personal energy number and my four personal directions and said, "You're facing the exact opposite direction that someone with your number needs to be facing. I strongly recommend you flip your desk around. I must ask, how is business going for you at this moment?" Hearing that question made my stomach curl, because at that point, business wasn't going well. I'd lost $700,000 since the start of the year. When I told Marie about the distressing state of my business, she urged me once again to change the position of my desk. When I got back to my office, I asked my maintenance man to help me make the changes Marie had recommended. It wasn't an easy task. We had to undo cabling and rip out floor panels, but I got my desk turned around so that I was facing northeast, my personal success direction. When I looked at our profit for the following month, I was amazed to see that our company had made a profit of exactly $700,000. The loss that we'd made in the previous 7 months had now been completely balanced out. After this hefty profit, business continued to grow. Could it really be because of the new direction my desk was facing? I told my then-wife, Christina, "I think we need to feng shui your office." With Marie's help, we figured out the direction that Christina's desk should be facing and made some simple changes. The next month, her business had a record revenue month. At this point, I was a believer. I knew that Marie had incredible ability to change lives, and I was hooked. I cannot explain what Marie Diamond does. I admit, I don't fully understand it, but I know there is a magic and a power to what she teaches. Since implementing Marie's guidance in my personal and professional life, I have been blessed with so much luck, abundance, and beauty that I sometimes wake up in the morning unable to believe the life I lead. Every day, I feel so grateful for everything that comes my way. As the founder of Mindvalley, the world's biggest platform for personal growth, I've had the pleasure of meeting many remarkable teachers, and I rank Marie Diamond as one of the best. I know this book is going to have a profound impact on your life, and I'm so excited for you to discover the wisdom and power of Marie's teachings. Vishen Lakhiani, founder of Mindvalley. Introduction. I was standing outside a hotel in Chelsea, London, when a third Uber driver cancelled on me. As the app began its search for yet another driver, I let out a sigh. It had been a particularly long day, and I really just wanted to go home. It hadn't helped that the friend I was supposed to have met up with earlier never showed. Finally, the notification dinged on my phone and informed me that my driver was only a few streets away. Getting into his car, I gave him a smile and thanked him for picking me up. He was a warm and friendly man, and we soon fell into conversation talking about the power of gratitude, positivity, and our favorite books. I asked him what book he was enjoying at this moment, and he told me that he was reading The Secret with his 12-year-old daughter. He wondered if I was familiar with the law of attraction, and I said that I was. When I asked him which teacher in the book was their favorite, he said it was Marie Diamond. If she ever came to London for a talk or a seminar, I would love to take my daughter to go see her, he added. Once he said that, I asked the driver if he was able to pull over somewhere. He did, and I told him to turn around and face me. His initial look of confusion gave way to absolute shock when he registered that it was me, Marie Diamond, sitting in the back of his car. He started crying, so happy to see someone in the flesh from a book that meant so much to him and his daughter. As luck would have it, I actually had a copy of my latest book with me that I'd brought to give to my no-show friend. So I signed it to his daughter and gave it to him, along with 2 tickets for my next London seminar. Who could have imagined that almost 20 years after it was released, The Secret wouldn't be quite so secret anymore? When I starred as a master teacher in The Secret documentary film back in 2006, things like manifestation and the law of attraction were still relatively niche topics. Even though the movie went on to be watched by millions of people, it was still far from being a mainstream concept. Fast forward to today, and at last count, there are over 182 million results for law of attraction on Google. From manifesting influencers on TikTok to the hundreds of thousands of YouTube tutorials, it seems no one can escape its appeal. And let's face it, in a time where things have never felt more uncertain, the idea that you have the power to create your own reality is certainly a compelling one. But is it too good to be true? Its detractors might ask whether really it's possible to manifest a yacht, a mansion, anything you want, seemingly just through the act of wanting it bad enough. If that was the case, wouldn't every square inch of the Pacific Ocean be packed bow to stern with luxury sailboats? To that, I always like to say that you can't get attraction without action. When you have an idea or goal in mind that you want to make happen, you still have to be putting in the work to make a reality. Whether it's setting up meetings, learning a new skill, or even just saying yes to the opportunities that come your way, you still have to set the wheels in motion. But the law of attraction gives you the assurance that the universe will meet you halfway. Manifesting your goals is always quicker and more effective when the universe can see that you are aligning yourself with your vision and that you're making the necessary adjustments in your life to make room for what you want to receive. In addition to putting in the practical work, there are also lots of other types of metaphysical tools that you can use, most of which are fairly well known in the self-help community. Things like reciting positive affirmations, visualization, and practicing daily gratitude are some of the more common exercises offered up and are all undoubtedly important to have in your manifestation toolkit. But what if I were to tell you that there was a whole world of incredibly powerful tools at your disposal that often go ignored by mainstream self-help teachers? Your three types of luck. To help put this into context, there's a principle in Diamond Feng Shui, my own personal school of Feng Shui, that there are three different types of luck. Heaven luck, human luck, and earth luck. In other words, there are three different yet equally important factors that make up your manifesting ability. Your heaven luck refers to the life circumstances you were born into.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?